Thank you so much first for doing this. I'm very excited to have you joining us today and to talk about your journey. At 79 years old, I'm wondering what went through your mind when you first realized that you were going to donate a kidney to your husband?
I don't seem that I have any feelings, bad feelings or good feelings. I just went with the flow. Mm-hmm. My main purpose was to make sure that I was going to be admitted, approved, mm-hmm. and that I also realized I was healthy, but at the same time I was wondering if there is any hidden health issue that the system was going to find out. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I had no hesitation. I had not any apprehension about the operation. It was, my husband never even asked me to do so. He's an angel. Oh. And I decided I'm going to do it and I'm going to pursue this and see what happens. And here we are now.
And when you had that conversation with the kidney team about you wanting to donate to your husband, what was their response to that?
Well, but let me go back mm-hmm. to what happened before. And I went through quite a few tests mm-hmm. until I had the glucose test. And it showed up that I had 9.9 sugar. And I was a pre-diabetic. And there I decided, you know what, this is not right. But it could perhaps be that a few months before we had my husband's brother and his wife coming to visit us. And I don't like Swiss, but I overindulge on this drink that they bought, you know, the case. So I like it. And I said, yeah. And I guess that's what showed up my sugar. And then I was attending my husband's appointments at the renal community center. Mm-hmm. I was there all the time with the nephrologist, Dr. Rao, that is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then I explained what happened and they did encourage me to apply again, but to Toronto General. So I wrote a letter, mm-hmm. a very long letter about what happened and that I was disappointed and that I was hoping to be given a second chance, that I was very healthy. But at the same time, I went to see my family doctor for 25 plus years. And he says, I have here information about it, which I'm going to print for you. So he did that. And I also asked him to give me a requisition to do the glucose test again. So after sending my letter, no, before sending the letter, I used his form and I went for another glucose test and it was very low. So based on that, I added that to my letter stating this is all the information that my doctor has given me and that shows that I don't have a problem with diabetes, mm-hmm. and that in other areas of my health, I am very healthy.
Right. So you advocated for yourself to be your husband's donor through all of this.
Yeah.
And so when you went through all of those tests and you were accepted at the Toronto General Program, how did you feel that this was about to happen?
I felt okay. I felt mm-hmm. that it was going to happen. Mm. I am not going to say that I was, you know, extremely happy, but I was happy to know that that it was going to happen, mm-hmm. that my husband was going to have my kidney. And that gave me so much comfort, mm-hmm. Knowing that I can do something for him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At this point, I was a bit concerned about my age,
mm-hmm.
okay? But I also read in the internet, and I was told by some professionals that I encountered that age was not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that really gave me more reassurance that I was going to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That age is just a number, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's incredible. And were there any fears or unknowns about the surgery that you had?
I think that I did a bit of research in the internet, but I had no second thoughts. I was not scared. I wasn't frightened. I wasn't, you know, not at all. Mm. Not at all.
Wow.
I had other operations before, and I never really had any fears about the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
What concerned me a bit was the anesthetic, okay? But I never had a problem when I had the operations. I never had any side effect at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I really did well during the operation without any side effects at all.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing. And so, you know, you have just been through this surgery, you said, almost 6 weeks ago. That's mm-hmm. such a short amount of time. And, you know, I met you guys both downstairs and we've walked up here to do this recording and you both look so healthy. And, you know, how has life been since getting home post-surgery?
It was fine. I think it was, I am the one who had to take care of my husband.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had the support of my two siblings who came from Ecuador to support us.
Amazing.
They are leaving on Friday, but they came on December 20th, and they came with the purpose of giving us support,
wow.
which they did. They were totally, totally devoted to us.
Mm.
And with my husband, you know, he takes care of himself. He knows when, how, and what to take every day and whatever time he needs to do so. So I don't have to do that part.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks heaven, because I am not good at that. Mm-hmm. With so many medications to take, I take care of mine, but I almost don't take any medication in my life. You
mm-hmm.
know, I am very healthy. So it is just about his mood, about his strength that I have been, you know, and taking care of him and making sure that he eats well, which we always did and keep doing it, and make sure that he was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what has it been? I know that you're still in the recovery phase, so it's, you know, it's still difficult when you're post-transplant and you just got a kidney. But in your opinion, what is the difference that you've seen in your husband from having to do that dialysis frequently versus now being transplanted?
I think I have not noticed anything new.
Mm-hmm.
And that is sometimes that, you know, makes me feel down, because when it is going to change, he keeps sleeping a lot and he has low energy, and he is now making salads, our daily salad, which he didn't before.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing that, which is a great thing. But the fact that he sleeps a lot really sometimes sort of cuts my energy,
mm-hmm.
to see him sleeping so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand.
Mm-hmm.
Why he's doing is not his fault. It's not that he is lazy. It is just one more side effect of mm-hmm. what he's going through.
Right. Yeah. And with dialysis, you know, you're doing dialysis 3 times a week in the hospital. Has that, you know, not having to come to the hospital 3 times a week, has that alleviated some of the stress or?
Well, what happened is that the center where we had to go for his dialysis is 5 minutes away from my home. So what I did was I drove him back and forth, 5 minutes. So it wasn't a big show, chore at all. So it was helpful, the fact that it was so closed.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to come to any hospital. He did that, and the people over there were wonderful.
Yeah.
So, there was the problem was, the way I felt is that when he came back, he came back being hungry, but at the same tired, and he went right to bed.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, when I saw that all the time, I felt, you know, I'm so glad that I am able to give him my kidney because this is not a life.
Right. Yeah. It's difficult to do dialysis.
It's difficult for him and difficult for the people around him.
Yeah. We always talk about that, you know, when somebody's diagnosed with kidney disease, it's not just the patient, right? It's the whole family that has that diagnosis and the treatment and, you know, how is this going to impact your future and things like that.
And when you say the future is not being able to travel, like we used to travel, we did a lot of traveling before. So I hope that when this is over, we can start traveling again because we love traveling.
Yeah, not having to think about planning dialysis or, you know, wondering where you're going to get treatment.
But we have to only be worried about the insurance who's going to go up.
Yes.
Did you have problems with your insurance?
So I had, with travel insurance, they will cover me for anything that's not kidney related is what generally is what is covered. So as long as it's not based on my predetermined health conditions, then it's fine. So that's how I get my travel insurance is as long as it's not kidney based, then they'll insure you.
So is it because we were thinking about it? It's going to be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do not cover your health, your predetermined health condition, how do you feel about that? Are you feel sure that you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I mean, I've traveled all over the world. So I worked in a small country called Lesotho in South Africa. And so when I would travel there, I knew that I wasn't going to be close to a kidney hospital. I'd have to go to Johannesburg, which is, you know, a flight. But, you know, I was in good health. Otherwise, other than my kidney transplant, which has been working really well for the past 16 years. So I was okay with that. And I figured, you know, not having the coverage for the kidney
stuff,
I was okay with it. But that's a risk you have to take, right? Some people aren't willing to do that. For me, I didn't think that anything extreme would happen to my kidneys when I was on. And I always talked to my nephrologist, too. You know, I'd say
before
I'm thinking about going here, what are your thoughts about this? And his was always, you know, as long as you take your medication and stay hydrated, I'm happy for you to travel.
So do you still have your nephrologist?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Same nephrologist from 16
years ago. So how often do you see this?
I only see him now every 6 months.
Oh,
yep. Yep. And we always laugh and say like, hey, I miss you. Well, I don't get to see you as often anymore, right? Because
you said
before I got to see him all the time, right? Yeah, but it goes down. All of the appointments shift and they go down. Your medication goes down. Eventually, your blood work will only be every 3 months or every 6 months.
So at one point, were you able to travel?
After a year.
That's what
one year.
Told, yeah.
Yeah, and then they gave, I think it was 10 months, and I kind of said, hey, thinking about going to Cuba, it's been 10 months. Is that enough? And they said, yes, your kidney's stable. Go ahead. Yeah. So it's normally once they have your medication stable, they know for sure that you've healed. And it's normally at that 1 year mark that they say, hop on a plane and go enjoy life. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thinking about your story, you know, it really challenges a lot of assumptions that people have about living donation, right? So
an age.
Yes. And I'm wondering what you would say to somebody who might think that they're too old to help someone.
You know what? You have to be willing to go through the to the system with all the health checks that you have to go through. And you have to, if you feel that you are healthy, mm-hmm. and you have the okay from your family doctor, by all means, go ahead. I have not had any second thoughts, mm-hmm. and I have not had any health issues since the transplant. It's been about a month and a week, mm-hmm. and I feel like nothing happened to me.
Wow.
I am just feeling as healthy as I was before.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now we were laughing before. He's got three kidneys and you only have one.
I know. And I have told him, you better take care of that one, because, you know, he tells me, I said, I love you. He's, I love you with all my heart. He says, I love you with all my kidney.
Oh, I love that. With all of your kidney, right?
Yeah. So you said, better take care of that one, because.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if this experience has changed the relationship that the two of you have together.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think that we've always been very close. Mm-hmm. We always had a very strong, happy marriage, and continues to do so. And I'm looking forward to have a better quality of life, because his quality of life wasn't good. Mm-hmm. So that I can't do the things that I want to with him. Mm-hmm. Okay. But before, it's been, we traveled, the last time we traveled for, that was about 2 or 3 years ago. He was not himself, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's always been very enthusiastic about things, you know, very interested, very curious. But he wasn't this time, because he wasn't himself.
Mm-hmm.
So now I am looking forward to move on and start enjoying quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's all it's about, right? Is enjoying the time
whatever
that
we have left.
Yeah.
Because we never know how long we're going to live, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That goes for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And having that extra time together, and, you know, knowing that you got to be part of making that happen, what an incredible mm-hmm. gift that you both get now for that.
But you know what? I am, you know, everybody thinks it's a gift. You are very brave. But to me, something that I had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Know that I don't even, if I don't, I didn't even feel it was an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt that if he needed it, I have it. And I will give it to him.
Wow.
Just as simple as that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Looking back now, you know, you're both seeing each other in both of these different stages. You know, you were in hospital, you had to recover in hospital, then come home and adjust to new life with all of the medications and appointments, and you're still in the thick of things. But what does this second chance at life mean to you and your family?
It means that we will be able to live healthy lives for, I don't know, as long as the Greek gods give us
mm-hmm.
laugh out loud. and you know, enjoy our marriage, enjoy each other, and do things together. We have a whole gamut of friends. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of friends, different groups, you know, here and there, that keep us very busy, and they love us and we love them, and they have been so supportive of us, you know, and we just want to enjoy that,
mm-hmm.
our friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
beautiful. And, you know, thinking about travel, will you go back to Ecuador once you're feeling good?
No, I want to go to Portugal. I want to go to Macedonia.
Oh, beautiful.
Macedonia. Mm-hmm. Because I am into ancient history. And I want to go to Macedonia to see where Alexander the Great was born. Just because,
very cool.
Yeah, we have been to Egypt, Greek, and Turkey.
Beautiful.
And I would like to go back to Greece, because I will have another view, because I know more about their culture, which was the cradle of civilization, you know. Mm. So to see with other eyes how they really build this amazing culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so fascinating. And I think, you know, food is such a big part of everybody's culture, right? And thinking about dialysis and the restrictions that a lot of patients have with our food, you know, has that also opened up a door now, you know, post-transplant, we can really eat whatever we want, right? Is this exciting for the two of you?
Well, with Agustin, he never had any restrictions.
Oh, good.
No restriction, but we always ate healthy. Mm-hmm. Like if we go out, we make sure that it's a good restaurant. Mm-hmm. We don't go for fast food. So we, all our lives, I have made sure that we are going to eat properly and mm-hmm. continue to do so.
That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think you would like to share with the general population? You know, we always need more living donors to step forward for all of the people that are on the wait list. And if somebody didn't have a living donor in their family or maybe their friend group, what would you want to tell that general public about being a living donor and, you know, what it means to do that for someone?
Well, first of all, I think that you need to feel that you're healthy. How would I call it? To exercise, mm-hmm. to eat well, but at the same time, think about that it is not a big deal. It wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. I am not going to speak about other people, but for me, it wasn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. I went in, went out, no pain, no symptoms of having done what I did. Mm-hmm. I think that it is not difficult. You just have to have a heart to help other people, whether they are your friends or someone somewhere who needs that kidney, because you can survive with one kidney. And if you have two, share it with other people. Share it with someone who needs it. Whether it's your loved one, your friend, or someone you don't know. But it makes a lot of difference. And you feel that you are useful, that you are good, that you have been able to do something for someone. Like I feel with my husband that I am so fulfilled by the fact that he has my kidney. Mm-hmm. And that he's going to do better. Mm-hmm. And that had I not been able to do this, I would have been really totally disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I would have probably gone into depression, mm-hmm. which is natural. But it happened. And I am so glad that I was able to help my husband. Mm-hmm. Because had I not been able to do that, I don't know what it would have been with him. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's amazing. Is there anything that you would tell the surgeon or the doctors that have helped you guys through this journey?
Well, the last time I saw Dr. Ganager, I gave him a big hug, because
yes.
I am a hugger. And I told him how deeply thankful that I was for his great job that he did. And that I, you know, the nephrologist that Augustine had in the center, she was amazing, wonderful, warm, very professional, very everything that you could look into a physician, you know. And the other people around him in the center, they were wonderful. They were amazing. They are true professionals, you know. And the same thing goes for Dr. Gandagera. I asked him, you know, my goodness, how long have you been doing this? He says more than 20 years. He knows what he's doing, of course, you know, and he enjoys it, which is a good thing, you know. So thank you so much for everything, you know.
I've had Dr. Gennaker on the podcast, and he said just that, you know, it's a blessing for him, he always says, to get to see his patients after the surgery and see how well everybody's doing. And
but another thing, Dr. Singh, she interviewed me by phone.
Yes.
When after they presented my letter, and she asked me questions, and she says, I think that, you know, we can do it, you know. And let me tell you something, she said, sometimes we have donors who have diabetes, and we find ways to do it, and that gave me so much hope. She was very encouraging. I really appreciate that.
Amazing.
Dr. Singh, yeah.
Lastly, I guess I'll ask you, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think our listeners would want to know about the general process or your feelings or, you know, what the future looks like?
Well, you know what? I was able to go back to my routine about the third week of my surgery. I started to drive, and then I started to drive my granddaughter to activities, which are a lot. And I was able to really do the things that I always did. So, you know, don't fear about that you're going to be limited. I am not sure whether it's because I have been very healthy. I don't have no health issues because I eat well and because I exercise. I go to my gym 3 times a week. That, you know, if you feel that you're healthy, if you have a healthy life, continue to do so. I don't think that not having the second kidney is going to stop you, or you are going to feel any different. You're not going to feel different. I feel like I was before, just as healthy as I was before.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I know you're going to bring a lot of hope to a lot of people, and we're so grateful that you took the time to talk with us today and share your story. And we're grateful that you, of course, went through this procedure, because now we have, you know, your healthy husband here with us as well. And you guys get to enjoy all of that time traveling, and your grandchildren, and they get to now have a healthy grandfather in their life as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I need you.
Yes. So thank you so much.
Well, you know what? Thank you for having me, and for giving me the opportunity to talk about my experience, you know. And I hope this is helpful to other people. And if you need anything else, feel free to contact me as time goes by. If you want to talk to me 6 months from now to see how I feel, please do so. I will be glad to touch base with you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.